survivors, caregivers, and everyone else who wants to kick cancer to the curb are gathering at Normal Community High School for the Relay for Life McLean County, coming up June 23rd, starting at 4 p.m., and continuing until 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th. The theme for this year's relay is Family Game Night. Kimberly Wright is Relay's community manager. She says the event is the signature fundraiser for the American Red Cross.
The money we raise goes to the American Cancer Society to provide funding for cancer research and all of the programs and services that we provide to cancer patients throughout our nation, and specifically, of course, in our community, we are most concerned about here in McLean County.
So the money you raise really goes toward helping those suffering from cancer.
Yes.
And really making progress against the disease.
Yes. Our honored survivor this year is a breast cancer survivor, and she took the drug Herceptin, which was developed by a researcher that was funded by the American Cancer Society. So that's about as close to home as you can get here in our community.
This is a very successful Relay for Life here in McLean County. It's actually one of the most attended and one of the most popular in the world.
Yes, we are actually right now, we are holding the number one spot in the state of Illinois. Last year, we were in second place, and we love to have those competitions among all of our relays. It helps keep us moving and helps us stay motivated in raising the funds.
How much do you typically raise?
Last year, we raised almost $300,000 just here in McLean County. Our goal this year is to reach $300,000, and we hope to even surpass that.
You have so many interesting things that actually go on during the event. You have an opening ceremony.
Well, this year we are going to have a soft opening at 4 p.m.
Okay.
Then we are going to have an official opening at 6:30, where we will introduce all of our relay teams. We'll introduce how much money we've raised up to that point and how much farther we need to reach our goal, and create an opportunity for us to maybe highlight some of the activities that will be happening at our event. And of course, we will thank our sponsors at that time.
Well, you have interesting things like a survivor lap, and you also have, I think this is very interesting, a caregiver lap. Why is it important to have that?
Yes, well, our caregivers are often overlooked because, you know, being a survivor and going through the battle of cancer, it's difficult for individuals to sometimes think about what's happening to that caregiver. And we, with Relay for Life and all of our volunteers who put on this event, really feel strongly about supporting the caregivers and the survivors. So this year, we've actually decided to have our survivor and caregiver lap together. So the caregivers will be able to walk with their survivors, and those who've lost their loved ones will also be asked to walk during the survivor caregiver lap. And I know a lot of our survivors appreciate the caregiver lap because they know how much their families and loved ones and caregivers have provided for them throughout their journey.
Let's talk about the teams who will be participating in Relay. So, number one, do you really have to have a lot of people on a team? Can you be a team of one?
Well, you really could be a team of one. We have some business and company teams that provide a donation, a sponsorship as a company, and they may just have one person that's registered on their team and contribute that way. We do have teams of every shape and size. We have company teams, we have family teams, girlfriend teams, tough guy teams. We have teams of every kind, and they're of every size.
Do they have fun names?
They really do. We have so many fun names. One of our veteran teams is Imperial Walkers. They are super fun. They spend the entire event dressed in their Star Wars gear.
So they come in costume. They're like cosplayers.
They really do. And they really make it fun at our event.
You know, and that's what I find is so fascinating about this event, is the fact that you're taking on this terrible disease and you're taking it on with this attitude of, we're going to have fun and we're going to beat this thing.
Yes, we really want to have a great time at our event. We do have some very moving ceremonies, as you mentioned, but we do have an incredibly fun time at the event. We have bands all night, or all 24 hours, actually, throughout the entire 24-hour event, except for between midnight and 2 a.m., we're going to have a Relay's Got Talent contest.
Uh-huh.
So we are looking for great talent in our community to come on board and help us make that a fun time. But we have bands throughout the entire event. We have a youth zone on Saturday between 10 and 3. We'll kick off the youth zone at 10 o'clock with a lap. and we would like to invite all the heroes in our community, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors, to come and walk that 10 o'clock lap. We're going to have a combination hero and youth lap, which will be really fun. Our youth zone has so many different things that you can do. The kids can play in the bounce houses. We'll have 4 bounce houses and an obstacle course, a 65-foot obstacle course.
Wow.
The Upper Limits Rock Gym is bringing their rock wall. We have a foot dart that's being sponsored by Pizza Ranch.
Foot dart?
It's great. It's a huge dart that you kick a soccer ball at, and it's so much fun. We can't wait to have that. We've never had that before. Knockerball. Have you ever heard of knockerball?
No.
So it's inflatable balls that you climb inside.
Oh, yes, I've seen those, just like those big hamster balls.
Yes, and Thrivent Financial is sponsoring the cost of that. We have some amazing, amazing fun things in our youth zone, and all the kids, while supplies last, of course, will get a free t-shirt with their registration, thanks to Wilcox Electric. They have sponsored that portion as well as the bounce houses. We are looking forward to having a fun event. Oh, and we're going to have a car show at the event on Saturday. And we initially did not plan that in the past and thought that would be a great addition. Friday night, we'll have a health and wellness fair. So we'll have companies out to demonstrate the products and the services that they have available to help people stay well, get well, and live a happy, healthy life.
Are you still going to be doing the luminarias? I know that's been a tradition.
Yes, that is always the most moving portion of our relay event. It'll be at 9 o'clock p.m. We have a wonderful ceremony followed by the opportunity for individuals to light their luminaria if they would like to with the glow sticks. So it's going to be a wonderful time. Luminaria is a way for individuals to honor or congratulate their survivors, honor the loved ones that they've lost, or congratulate those that that have won the battle against cancer. Luminaria bags light the entire track. It's absolutely breathtaking, and it's a wonderful moment, especially for those who've lost their loved ones.
Will there be a closing ceremony, Kimberly?
Yes, at 3 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, after all the fun, we will close at a 3 o'clock ceremony start, and we'll talk about all the money that we've raised. We'll thank our sponsors again and all of our teams. This event is run by volunteers. It's completely driven by the volunteers in our community, planned, implemented, and successfully created by our volunteers. And so we will have an opportunity at closing to thank the volunteers and all the people that raise money for us.
Kimberly, what's the deadline for getting registered for Relay?
The great thing is there is not a deadline. You can register the day of the event. You can show up, say, I want a campsite. If you would like to stay overnight, of course, you don't have to. And we will have a 20x20 campsite for every team that registers. If you want to come out as a survivor and enjoy our dinner, complimentary, sponsored by Avanti's. And State Farm, of course, is our presenting sponsor. So they are a part of making this happen as well. We are looking forward to having everyone come out, families, teams, survivors and their caregivers, companies, anyone that wants to come out and help us in the fight against cancer. We need you.
That's Kimberly Wright, Relay for Life's community manager. The event is coming up Friday, June 23rd, starting at 4 p.m. and continuing until 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 24th, out at Normal Community High School. I'm Laura Kennedy.